朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
In age, we will still sing this way. Yes, the stranger of Galilee. And when I used to see this word stranger, I questioned the psalmist, why would he use this particular word? And now I can begin to comprehend why he would choose this particular word. Because such a man you cannot find in the world. And he is the first among 10,000.
他是神心中唯一的一个人。
And he is the only man in God's heart.
而且到目前为止是所有受造的人唯一带着人性进到神宝座面前。
And he is the only creation that carries humanity before the presence of God.
我们真是要哈利路亚，这位伟大的主居然是我个人的主。
We say hallelujah, this wonderful Savior is my personal Savior.
这位坐在宝座上的羔羊居然是我最好的朋友。
This lamb who's sitting upon the throne is my best friend.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们每次唱这首歌，我们就要很喜乐。
So when we sing such a song, we ought to rejoice.
彼得虽然说过啊，就算别人不跟你，我总要跟你。
And Peter said, if no one would follow you, I would follow you.
就算别人否认你，我总不能不认你。
If everyone would deny you, I will not deny you.
就算我死了，我都不能够不认你。
Even if I were to die, I will not deny you.
但是事实上，我们发现，当耶稣到加利利，不到加略山，到十字架，到哥哥他去的时候，他们跟不上去了。
And you realize when Jesus went to Calvary, went to Golgotha, these people cannot follow.Anymore. Because Jesus was bound by time and space. Jesus was captured, he was crucified, there's still a distance with him. But today, after Jesus' ascension, he's actually now abiding in all of us. He's forever with us. He is our comfort, he's our strength.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要来继续讲跟随他的脚中行。
And we want to continue this theme of following in his footsteps.
今天是1月1号11年哈，四个一很难。
Today is January 1st, 2011.1111.
实在要珍惜机会跟大家说 Happy New Year, 新年快乐。
Take this time and say Happy New Year to everyone.
而且一点不俗气的，不是世界上的新年快乐。
And it's not just the worldly Happy New Year.
我们是希望我们有一个 joyful and fruitful year, 又喜乐又丰收的一年。
As we pray that we will have a joyful and fruitful year.
像刚才诗歌说的 ，Another year for thee, another year with thee. 又是一年为着你，又是一年。和你是吧
another year with you, another year for you.
好不好
Isn't that wonderful?
从我们从第一天开始就这样子。
The very first day we'll live that way.
那我们非常谢谢，感谢主，让我们这次有很多的这个不在我们中间聚会的弟兄姊妹来。
We thank the Lord.That there are many brothers and sisters who do not regularly meet with us. We really, really like to welcome you.
虽然短短的时间跟你们相遇，跟你们谈几句话，可是真的都觉得像一家人。
Yes, in such a short time, we're only having such a short time spent with one another, because I really feel like we're still one family.
过两天你们都要回去了。
And a couple of days, you'll go back to where you came.
同样的，明天可能我们中间很多的大学生的孩子们就要回学校去了。
And tomorrow, many of the college students will return back to school.
每一次我们聚在一起，这样子赞美神，享受主的爱，享受圣徒的相交，这都是恩典。
And every time we can come together in the presence of His love and the fellowship of love, it is grace.
然后我们也很感谢主，在我们中间有这么多可爱爱主的同伴，跟一起服侍的同工们。
And we thank the Lord for such wonderful companions and co-workers that we serve together.
但是主量给我们的每一个日子，我们真的希望把每一个日子都活到最好。
And every day that the Lord would measure for us, that we would live the very best for that day.
能够一天当一天用。
That we would live each day as that day.
就像我昨天讲的那个 running back 他 AVR counts. 每一码都被数算。
As the example that I gave yesterday, that running back, every single yard that he ran counted.
他是在场上的每一码都被算的。
Every yard that was ran on the field counted.
他上来跑去上厕所，跑去买 Coke 哈。
The field to go buy a Coke, use the restaurant, whatever he's doing, those don't count.
当他在场上跑的每一码通通算。
But when he's running on the field, every yard counted.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在基督里面，我们所有所经历的每一个脚掌所踏之地，都是我们的产业。
So in Christ, everything we've experienced, every step we take in Christ is our inheritance.
在基督里面，我们的每一天都被神数算，每一个日。
But in Christ, every single of our days, every single one of our experiences, they're accounted.
如果我们不在主里面的话，弟兄姊妹，我们就是白跑了。
But if we are not in the Lord, then we've ran in vain.
原谅我说，如果我们不在主里面，我们的苦也是白受。
Forgive me for saying, if we're not in the Lord, if we suffer in vain.
我们真的希望主把我们都带到基督里面。
So we ask the Lord to lead us all into Christ.
真想。贝姊妹跟 Brother Ernest 今天都引用了乌朗牧师的那句话 Nothing is more important than Jesus and abide in him.
Our sister Barker and Brother Ernie have said once this year that nothing is more important than abiding in him.
没有一件事情比基督更重要并且住在基督里面。
Again, nothing is more important than to abide in Christ.
好我们昨天讲到耶稣是救主。
And we spoke yesterday that Jesus is the Savior.
他呼召我们成为他的门徒。
He calls us to be his disciple.
来带领我们走一条属天的路。
And he's leading us to walk a heavenly way.
今天我们要讲他是主，是基督。
And today we're going to talk about the fact that he is Lord, the Christ.
他呼召我们成为他生命的见证人。
He calls us to be the witnesses of his life.
带领我们走生命的路。
To walk in this way of life.
明天早晨我们要讲他是万王之王。
And tomorrow we're going to speak of him as the King of Kings.
他要带领我们走荣耀的路。
He's leading us to walk a glorious way.
他呼召我们成为他的同伴。
He's calling us to be his companions.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天晚上我们来看他是主，他是基督。
So dear brothers and sisters, tonight we're going to come and look at him as our Lord and as the Christ.
所以今天晚上讲 Lordship, 明天早上讲 Kingship.
So today we're going to talk about his Lordship and tomorrow his Kingship.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到 Lordship, 讲到主的时候。
And when we talk aboutLordship.
我们提三件简单的事情。
The three things, three simple things that needs to be.
第一件事情，不仅仅根据圣经，而且根据事实，我们每一个人都有自己的主人。
And not only it is true biblically, but also within our lives, there is a Lord in all of our lives.
不光圣经这么讲。
Not only the Bible says.
事实上就是这样。
And in reality, it is true.
你我的经历都在证明这件事情。
Our experiences.Witness to this very fact.
就是我们每一个人都有自己的主人。
Every single one of us has a Lord.
哪怕你是皇帝啊。
Whether you are the emperor.
甚至你是地主啊，不光是一个国家的王，是大帝国的地主。
Or even the Lord over the lands.
每一个人都有自己的主人。
Every single one has a Lord.
圣经里面告诉我们，可能成为我们主人的，我们的肉体可能是成为我们的主人。
The scripture says that our flesh may very well be our Lord.
罪恶可以成为我们的主人。
Sin could be our master.
马门钱财可以成为我们的主人。
Mammon can be our master.
甚至这个宋昌杰说，不是这个马丁路德说他。更可怕的皇帝，更可怕的教皇是他心中的教皇，就是他的自己。
And Martin Luther says that the more dreadful pope is the pope that is with him himself.
所以罗马书六章十六节讲到说，岂不知道我们顺从谁，就是做谁的奴仆吗
？Scripture says, "Do you not know who you obey? You are slave to that person."
当我们顺从罪的时候，我们就是罪的奴仆。
If you're obedient unto sin, then you are the slave to sin.
当我们顺从义的时候，我们就做义的奴仆。
And you're obedient to righteousness, and you're the slave to righteousness.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，第一件事情你要知道，你我都有主人，千万不要以为你是一个自由的。
So brothers, sister, every single one of us, we have a master. Do not think that I am completely free.
每一个人都有。
Everyone has a master.
请大家心里 answer 一下，好，让大家回答一下，到底我的主人是谁
？And I want everybody to think a little bit, and you answer within yourself, who is my master?
每一个人都有。
I said everyone has one.
到底谁在管理你的生活
？Who reigns in your life?
到底什么是我们做决定的价值标准
？And what is the standard by which all your decisions are made?
到底我们整个的生活的中心是什么？是我的中心
？What is the center of your life?
换一句话说，用圣经的话来说，顺从谁就是谁的奴仆。到底我们在顺从谁
？And according to scripture, who are you obeying? And that is whom is your master.
所以不是侍奉这个，就是侍奉那个。
If you do not serve this, then you're serving that.
不是重这个，就是轻那个。
But you are either leaning towards one or you're departing from the other.
每一个人都有自己的主人。
Every single person has a master.
而且圣经上告诉我们，一个人不能够侍奉两个主。
And the scripture is very clear that any person cannot serve two masters.
所以我们千万不能够说我又侍奉神，但是我也难免活在自己的里面。
So we cannot say, yes, I serve God, but from time to time, I live within myself.
我们只能够从经历事实里面讲说我们常常活在自己的里面。
And we, through experiences, we say, yeah, we live within ourselves often.
但是在神的眼中，每一个人都有自己的主人，而且一个人不可以有两个主。
But in God's eyes, every person has a master, and every person cannot have two masters.
第二件事情我们要看的。
And the second thing you must know.
不同的主人带来完全不同的结局。
Different masters, the different lords in your life will bring different ends into your life.
我们可以顺从罪，成为罪的奴仆，以至于死。
You could be obedient to sin and to be slaves to sin, and the consequence would be death.
或是我们成顺命的奴仆，以至于成义啊。
Or you would be slaves unto righteousness, and your life would end at righteousness.
所以这两个是完全不同的结果。
And the ends, the results are completely different.
不同的性质
，different nature，
不同的价值
，different value.
啊，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是第二件事情我们要看到的。
So this is the second thing you must pay attention to.
今天我们所有所收的都是我们所种的。
And everything that you are reaping now is what you have sown.
今天我们生活的品质，我们人生的价值，完全在乎我们自己的决定。
And your quality of life, your decision of, entirely based on your decision.
都在于我们是在侍奉神。还是侍奉肉体、侍奉罪恶、侍奉亚门、侍奉其他的事情。
It all depends on whether you're serving God or you're serving sin, money, or anything else.
第三件事情。
And thirdly,
不仅仅在神的心中，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
And according to God, not only a person cannot have two lords or two masters.
必须只能侍奉一个神，一个主。
You can only serve one.
而且呢，照着圣经的话，我们只能侍奉至高者，万王之王。
And according to the word of God, you can only serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
因为主耶稣受试探的时候，撒旦来叫主耶稣这个把万国的荣华赐给主耶稣看，说你当拜我，对不对
？Because when the Lord was tempted, Satan came to him and said, "He display all the glories of the world and say, 'Come and worship me.'"
因为主耶稣怎么回答他
？You know how the Lord responded to him?
当拜主你的神。单要侍奉他两个当啊！我希望我的国语还标准，一个当，一个当，一个单。
And serve him only.
第一个是应当，你应该侍奉神。
You ought to worship God.
第二个是单单的当 only， 你只能够侍奉他。
Only serve him.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到 lordship 的时候
，And when we talk about lordship，
每一个人都有自己的主。
Everyone has a lord.
你千万不要觉得说我只是不够爱主。
But、do not think, oh, I just do not love the Lord enough.
我们都有自己的主人。
We all have a lord.
不同的主。
There are different masters.
决定带来不同的结果。
It will bring about a different result.
因为它的性质不同，它的价值不同。
Because its nature and its value are different.
第三个。
And thirdly,
在神的眼中，在神的要求里面，人只能侍奉一个神。
In the eyes of God, according to His requirement, man can only have one master.
所以，当我们我今天的信息稍微调了一下哈，我一二三，我是先讲二，再讲一，再讲三。
I rearranged my message a little bit. I'm going to talk about the second point. Go back to the first.
我们既然讲到在神的心中，我们当拜主你的神。单要侍奉他。
And in the heart of God, He says, "Worship the Lord your God and serve Him only."
他并不是只是一个要求。
It's not just a requirement.
他理当配得我们所有的敬拜和侍奉。
He is worthy of our worship and our service.
在这里讲到我们的主耶稣基督，当他降卑成为人的时候。
And when it says that the Lord Jesus humbled Himself and became a man.
他取得人的样式，取得人的形样式，成为人的。奴仆的形象，存心卑微，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He humbles himself to the form of man, and humbles himself to the point where he died on the cross.
他是成为整个受造的人里面最降卑的一位。
And he is the one that is the most humble in all creation.
已经降到不能再卑微的地步。
And to the point where he cannot be any more lowly.
然后底下就说到，父神就用右手把他高举起来了。
And then it says, therefore God exalted him.
将那超乎万民之上的名赐给他。
And has given him the name that is above every name.
叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
And everyone that is in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. would bow and worship him and said he is the Lord.
主神已经立他为主为基督了。
And God has already exalted him as the Lord and the Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天不侍奉主，不跟随主啊，不顺服主是非法。
So if you do not serve the Lord, you do not follow the Lord, you are practicing lawlessness.
完全是非法。
It's against the law.
哎呀，我们如果睁开眼睛看见我们的主多么荣耀的时候啊
！If you open your eyes to see His glory.
因为姊妹，当我们讲到主这个字的时候，都不会随便。
And when we even say the word Lord, we will not be casual about it.
我们真的是带着多大的敬畏敬重。
The reverent heart with a fearful heart.
太伟大了。
He is so great.
我们有一首诗歌，我以前也常常引用哈，他说。讲到主在天上，他现在在天上。
There's a hymn that we often sing and talks about him being in heaven.
他说：“我良人一举目，众天使皆下拜。”
And my beloved, when he looks, all angels bow and worship.
兄弟们，你能不能想象那个诗人的描绘哈？好像主耶稣羔羊坐在天上。
And can you picture the psalmist as he writes, "This Lamb of God is sitting on the throne in heaven"?
突然抬头的时候。
He looks up and he gazes.
我良人一举目。
His beloved, when he gazes,
所有的千万天使砰一声都跪在地上，不敢看他。
The host of angels prostrates to the point that they dare not look at him.
哎，他太荣耀了。
He is too glorious.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，有点像古代皇帝坐在宝座上的时候，很多人不敢看他。
It's almost like the emperor of time of old when he's on his throne. Everyone is prostrated before him.
地上派一个天使下来，可以把亚述大军185,000人一眼都杀光了。
And one angel sent from heaven can slaughter 180,000 Assyrian soldiers.
不是他只能杀十八万五千人，是亚述只有十八万五千人可以给他杀。
It's not that he is only able to slay 180,000, but there are only 180,000 for him to slay.
因为这边我们去读历史的时候，亚述是残暴到可怕的。
And when you read history, you realize the Assyrians they are cruel.
他们在那个时代就把人剥皮，把人插在棍子上点火当火把烧。
And they would skin men alive and put them on a pole and light them as a lantern.
当亚述大军来的时候，就像秋风扫落叶一样，没有一个城，没有一个国在他面前站得住。
And though the Syrian army marches through the land, no nation can stand before them.
连他们自己都说，有谁在我们亚述面前站得住的
？And even they themselves would say, "Who can stand before us?"
有哪一个王可以助他的百姓脱离我亚述的
？What king can deliver their people against me?
甚至他们狂到一个地步，有哪一个神可以救他的百姓
？And they would boast the point and say, "What god can deliver his people from me?"
当他在这里骄傲到最高的时候，他说：“难道耶和华可以？”救你们吗？这个人闯祸了。
And he was so prideful to the point he says, "Can the Lord Jehovah save you?"
弟兄姊妹啊，神就派一个小天使去，一夜之间就把他们全部干掉了。
And in his response, God sends one angel, and the entire army was slaughtered.
他太伟大了。
He is too awesome.
弟兄姊妹啊，我良人一举目，众天使啪跪在地上不敢看他。
My beloved gazes, and all the angels prostrate.
但他居然是我们最亲爱的耶稣。
He is our most beloved Jesus.
就是我们天天讲的我最知心的朋友。
He is that friend that knows my heart well.
我们有时把他形容到温柔过度了，让我们轻看他，你知道吗
？Sometimes we describe his tenderness to such an extreme that we underestimated him.
我们强调他的爱，强调到一个地步，我们实在不够尊重他。
And we emphasize his love so much that we don't respect him enough.
如果神开我们眼睛，让我们看见一点天上的事，弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的是趴在地上说：“主啊，谢谢你啊！”
And if God would open our eyes that we may see the things that is happening in heaven, that we would prostrate and say, "Lord, thank you."
我这个人算得了什么？居然能够被你爱。
Who am I that I would be loved by you?
我这个人算什么？居然可以侍奉你。
Who am I that I can serve you?
我这个人算什么？我居然可以借着一点点的奉献。叫你高兴，这本来就是你的。
Who am I that by my offerings that it would please you, for they were all yours?
所以以上华师说，就算宇宙尽归我，我手尽以什么奉主，人绝可耻。以上华师 Isaac Watts.
Isaac Watts said, "If all the worlds were mine, they would be all yours."
弟兄姊妹，我们太不认识我们的耶稣了。
And we do not know our Jesus well enough.
你看宇宙到现在，天文学家，这是我20年前的 data。天文学家说，这个宇宙的这种像银河系这种的体系，哈，至少有450亿个。
Astrologers would say that there are
forty-five billion
galaxy.
然后光这么一个银河系里面就可能有四百多亿个星球。It's okay.
I'm very bad with numbers.
So you know how great God is.
Remember,
就讲不出来。弟兄姊妹，你看到宇宙这么大。
And this is how great the universe is.
科学家怎么研究研究不完。
Scientists keep on searching and they cannot come to their end.
但是万有神说有就有了。
But all things existed by his command.
弟兄姊妹啊，当我们认识这位伟大的神的时候，这个我们这边列的哥罗西书第一章，他说万有是靠他而造，为他而造的。
And we read the Colossians that all things were made for him and by him.
他在万有之先，万有也是靠他而立。
For he is before all things, and all things were established because of him.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the preeminence of the church.
因此，我们今天跟随耶稣，是跟随一位伟大的主。
And when we follow Jesus, we're following a wonderful Lord.
整个万有是他造的。
And all things were created by him.
整个万有是为他造的。
All things were created for him.
所以我们侍奉他，跟随他是理所当然的。
So when we serve him, it is reasonable.
让他居首位是理所当然的。
And that he would have the preeminence is reasonable.
但是请大家注意，哥罗西书这里啊，我们请大家一起来看。
I want to ask everybody to come and read it together, Colossians chapter 1.
我们就读第为了时间，我们只读十八节的中间。
The middle of verse 18.
就知道他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。请大家注意到啊，主耶稣并不是强暴的来做王的。
And Jesus did not come forcefully to be king.
他本来就是万有之首。
He is already the beginning.
我们是被他造的。
And we were created by him.
他要毁掉我们，他要收掉我们的生命太容易了。
For him to take back life and to annihilate all things is so easy.
我常常讲，一支笔写写写不好写，我们就丢掉了，换一支笔写。
I say that you write with a pen that it no longer writes, you would just pass it on.
我们是为他造的，当我们不为他活的时候，他很可以今夜就取掉我们的性命的。
We were created for him. If we do not live for him, he can very easily just take back the life.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人可以骄傲。
And so no one can boast.
没有一个人可以在主的面前硬着心不肯归向他。
No one can harden their hearts against God.
他本来就是居首。
He is the beginning.
但是请大家注意到，底下就说到是从死里首先复生的。
And then it says that he's the firstborn from the dead.
使他可以在凡事上居首位。
That in all things he may have the first place.
这个 lordship 一方面说到起初原有就是他的。
That this aspect of lordship speaks of the very beginning it was his.
因为他是原始。
Because he is the beginning.
万有是为他造的，是借他造的。
That all things were created by him and for him.
但是第二个，这个 lordship。
But secondly, lordship.
是他earn来的，是他赢得的。
Is what he has earned by right.
因为他从死里首先复生。
Because he's the firstborn from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，他借着他的死，他败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
By his death, he has abolished the evil one.
以前我讲过一个小小的故事来形容这件事。
And I know that I spoke of a story in time past that described this illustration.
在很久以前。
That many a long time ago.
就像你们今天晚上这个跟你们家小孩子讲故事一样。
Just like you would tell
好久以前。
Tell a story to your kid. You say a long time ago.
有一个国王准备把他的王位让给他的皇太子。
And there was a king that was ready to give his throne to his son.
所以这个皇太子是理所当然的可以继承这个王位。
So this the son is by right that he would.Be the successor to this realm.
就跟基督是万有之首，他理所当然在凡事上居首位。
Just as Jesus is by right, he is the beginning and he is the source, the Lord of all things.
但是那个太子为了让全国的百姓心服口服。
But because that prince wanted the entire nation to acknowledge his position.
能够心服口服让他来做王。
And that they would acknowledge he would be king.
所以他就公布说，任何人只要打败他，文武两样打败他，就让他来做王。
So he said he made a decree that anyone that could defeat him, either by strength or by intellect, go and be king.
哇，这件事情出来，全国都不得了。
So this decree went out to the nations and Everybody was shocked.
所以很多人过来跟他挑战。
And so many people came to challenge him.
但是到最后 end up 没有一个人打得过他。
And therefore at the very end, no one could beat him.
论智慧没有人胜过他，论武力没有人胜过他。
By knowledge, by wisdom, no one succumbed him. And by strength, no one was able to beat him.
当他那一天踏上宝座的时候，全国百姓心服口服。
And that day when he ascended onto his throne, the entire nation.
弟兄姊妹，当父神用右手将基督高举的时候
，When the Father exalted His Son with His right hand，
叫一切天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，心服口服。
That all those who are in heaven, under heaven, and under the earth will acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord。
他借着死
，That by death，
进到阴间，进到死亡去。
Enter into Hades and enter into death。
我们说过了。死的毒钩是罪
，and we said that the sting of death is sin.
所有人都犯过罪，进到死亡都出不来。
And everyone who sinned, when they enter into death, cannot come out.
但是耶稣的死不是他自己犯罪。
But Jesus's death was not of his own sin.
当他付了赎价替我们死了以后，他下到阴间去了。
And when we carry and took the price of sin, and he went to death for us.
弟兄姊妹，那一天当荣耀的耶稣在阴间里面经过的时候
，and that glorious day as Jesus walked through.
整个阴府的权势想要拘留他，却留不住他。
The power of Hades came upon him and was to hold him there.
所有死亡的毒钩想扣住他，扣不住他。
All the stings of death was to come and hold him there.
他从死里面出来啊
！But he arose.
弟兄姊妹，当耶稣复活的时候，他败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
When he arose, he abolished the evil one.
当他起来的时候
，And when he arose,
神叫报仇。的哑口无言
God caused those the lions to be without words.
所有黑暗的权势，撒旦、魔鬼、输的心服口服。
And all of his enemies, they are without words.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不光他是原始，是万有之首，配得做主。
So, brothers, not only is he the beginning, he is the head of all things. He is the Lord.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。